You fly a lot this holiday season?
Well, I flew. Mm-hmm. And flew in and out of Orlando.
Okay.
It was an experience. It's changed a lot.
Yes, it has.
Yeah.
For the good.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
You'll be happy to know that the world's first in-flight safety monitoring system has been created by Star Navigation. And joining us now in the CKTV Morning Show is Zaraf Kapadia, the CEO and chairman of Star Navigation. Good morning, Zaraf.
Hi, good morning, Bonnie.
Take us back a few steps and first tell us why you created this monitoring system.
I was working in the Middle East in the early 80s. And there I was in, I'm basically an accountant. I was put in charge of an aviation department to see if I could bring cost cutting and changes in there. When I was put in there, I was relying on information that was brought out by the captains, pilots, and those guys. However, sometimes the documents were lost, and when I checked the log sheets against the ones they reproduced, they didn't match. At which point I thought, why am I relying on human beings to give me information? That's how the whole idea started. Then I said, why don't we take this into a model where you can actually bring real-time information down? However, at that time, the bandwidth wasn't available to bring down via SATCOM the information that could really help you while you're actually flying, a preview rather than a review.
So what you're talking about is bringing down all kinds of information from a plane to people on the ground while it's flying, much in the same way they do with a spaceship, which makes a whole lot of sense, doesn't it?
Absolutely, and not just in the same way as the spaceship is doing it. What we do is our server on board picks up information from various data points or data buses, and this information is analyzed as the plane flies, and within milliseconds, any deviations or accidents are reported to the ground. You might ask, why not to the cockpit? We do not really want to interfere with the cockpit. If there are issues that can be taken care of when the plane lands, or if there are issues that can then be looked after for maintenance, fleet management, reduction of cancellations and delays, those are the ways this system can be used. However, if there is an event that is absolutely crucial to that particular flight, immediately people on the ground could actually get in touch with the cockpit and then actually perhaps provide a set of an extra set of eyes. Now, let's say if you are the flight operations director of Air Canada sitting in a conference in Singapore, and there is a problem with one of the flights going from Toronto to London, he could be actually paged by our system. There is no human interference, and if there is an event which requires his attention, he can just walk into any computer room and log in using sort of encrypted passwords and actually see what is really happening with the plane.
Zaraf, are we using your safety system now in Canada?
Not yet in Canada. We've been talking to all the North American airlines, including Air Canada, and we are hoping that very soon we will be successful in Canada as well. We have already got clients in the Middle East, Far East, and hopefully we'll soon be announcing something in this region.
Would it be an expensive situation that would actually add money to our ticket prices as a consumer?
Not at all. In fact, if at all, the airlines could charge pennies per passenger per flight, but that's not even necessary, because what we do is we save a lot of money on fleet management, resource management. Also, we can save money on maintenance and proactive repairs, things like that.
Does this system replace the black box that we all
hear
about?
It does not replace the black box in any which way, but in future it could actually do that. However, currently we see it as a complementary system to the black box. Black box really is a system of the past 60 years plus old, actually tells you after the fact, whereas we tell you before things happen. So comparing it wise, we are a preview rather than a review, which is what the black box is.
Well, it sounds very interesting. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Bonnie. And our ticker is SNA on stock on the TSX Venture.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
That's Zaraf Kapadia from Star Navigation talking about this, the world's first in-flight safety monitoring system.
Makes a whole lot of sense. It's the black box technology is so old. It uses magnetic tape like cassettes. Which is why sometimes when those black boxes are found, they're unreadable, because this is old technology. They don't even use new digital technology. His system monitors 11,000 different parameters on a flight. A black box monitors 100. That's it. So that's how much technology has changed since those black boxes
came in. Something for Canada to think about.
Yeah. Well done, Zaraf. It's